I simply would not have believed it had I not seen it for myself. But 2 days ago, depending on when you're watching this, on September 8th, President Donald Trump celebrated Our Lady's birthday. Now, I heard this from people in my rosary group, which, by the way, is every night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. But then I saw the video by Michael Knowles where he rightly pointed out, why is no one talking about this? Now, the day that we as Catholics celebrate the birth of the Blessed Mother is September 8th because we celebrate her Immaculate Conception on December 8th. And 9 months later, we have that celebration. This is something from much in the history of the church, if a tradition from the church, if you don't know much about this. And another thing that's really interesting is, so he put Happy Birthday, Virgin Mary, or he put that on X. And I don't even have an account on X, but you can search this when you look on Google. And obviously, this must be an influence from his wife, Melania. But an interesting thing is the picture of the Blessed Mother that he put. Who did he choose? Our Lady of Guadalupe. For all the people that say that he's racist and all of this, he must have known that that's the Blessed Mother of the Mexican and Hispanic people. In Mexico, they have this saying, not everyone is Catholic, but everyone is Guadalupan. And we all know that this is something really significant and should make us wonder that God is doing something in his heart. And for all the people that are praying for him, something is happening because Protestants don't say Happy Birthday, Mary. I don't know if the Muslims do or other religions, but only Catholics and possibly Orthodox. I don't know. They have a different calendar. So what should we do? Our Lady has his hands on him. Remember how he had the assassination attempt on September 13th? And it was a Blessed Mother that did something. Is Trump becoming Catholic? Possibly, because typically only a Catholic would say something like Happy Birthday, Mary. People even commented that at many of their Sunday masses, comment down below, did even the priest say Happy Birthday, Mary? Not at the church that I went to. I didn't even get a text from anyone that was clergy that said something like this. So this is something that should give us pause. She has her hands on him. And if he chose Our Lady of Guadalupe, for whatever the reason, we should know that she is choosing him. She is patroness of the Americas. And perhaps we should turn to her for everything that is going on, that she continue to not just have his hands on his heart, but her entire mantle. In fact, I'm going to ask you to pray with me for him right now. A short prayer to Our Lady of Guadalupe, and then with a Hail Mary. So let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe, patroness of the Americas, we ask you to wrap your mantle around Donald Trump, not just as a politician or as anything else other than just as a beloved child of God. Wrap your mantle around him. Fill him with your love. Protect him. Let him feel your love to come to love you and Jesus more fully each and every day. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. I will see you in the next one.